clap it up one more time. Give it official love and welcome from the Rick and Smiley Morning Show. Tamar Braxton and Vince in the building. And y'all's new season actually premieres Thursday.
This is our third week, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, came on September 6th. That's all right.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how do y'all manage to juggle all this around? Because it is so go time for you right now. Then with the show, then you still like dealing with stuff with Gaga too, right? So how do you juggle a baby and have such a tumultuous, you know, like brand new family life?
We love everything we do. You know, we just include him in it now.
It's good to get up in the morning and have purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and God never gives you more than you can handle.
Yeah. That's right.
And what do you think is the hardest and easiest part about, or the hardest part about having a celebrity marriage?
I don't feel like I'm a celebrity, number one.
Well, you are, but okay.
I don't feel like it. Really, honest to God, don't. But I just feel like with the reality show, everybody in your business and everybody feel like they can give their own opinion about what should or should not go on in your relationship.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah, and the only thing that we're doing is documenting what's happening. I'm not documenting so you can call me up or tweet me and tell me what you feel about me.
Right.
I know that's right.
And one thing I think people love about you so much too, Tamar, is that you're very transparent. What you see is what you get, and people will come and defend you. What's going on with this, the you and the K. Michelle thing? Because you know we got
my headphones went out.
Oh, you didn't hear anything. Hello? Hello? All right, we'll go to the next question. I love you, girl.
Tamar, why are you looking like that?
Don't be not looking at me in my eyes.
I lost it.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, anything. I thought you was talking about my record. And how, you know, I got number one album, okay?
Yes!
All right. And now this week, you know, it was number two last week, and now it's number eight this week, and I don't even have a pop record, and it's like, this is crazy.
God is good.
Won't
God
he do
Tamar,
it?
Tamar, we're going to be honest, and I told you about this. Every man in here, I got all these men sitting back here, all these grown men sitting here. Why y'all want to admit that y'all sang that song?
Love and War.
Love and War in the shower.
Y'all sing my song for real.
Bro, come up here. Come here, dog. Come here. Come on, keep it real. Come on up here. He's talking about you on the phone. Come on, dog. Keep it real.
Corey, you know you sing the song.
Bruce, don't you sing the song in the shower? Nobody sing.
So nobody sing.
I sing the song in the shower.
Lies you tell.
I sing it.
I sing it in the shower.
You sing the song? You sing the song in the shower?
You sing Love and War in the shower, Jeremy. Let's be honest.
Jeremy, do you sing Love and War?
I love Love and War. Okay. I love Tamar, so yeah, I sing it.
And you sing it in the shower?
I sing it wherever I hear it.
All right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it in the shower. Gary, what about you, Gary?
Yeah, but you said all men, though. You had Jeremy up there, but anyway,
Gary!
How you going to shoot at somebody in your own tribe?
That's my song, baby.
Give it!
Y'all don't take that line down, Jeremy. That's what he wants.
Now put your reading glasses on and read it okay?
But Tamar, I love Honey. Now, you know, the show, I've been watching The Real, Honey. I've been watching it online because, you know they hadn't shown it here yet. I love The Real, Honey.
Thank you.
It is a great show, and I hope definitely y'all get picked up,
Honey. Yeah, me too.
It's a great show. They already dropped one, so that means I hope they pick y'all up, but we're going to call it.
Well, for the people that haven't seen The Real, tell us a little bit about The Real.
You know, The Real is like, it's almost like a very, very younger version of The View, you know what I mean? But all the girls are really cool. Lonnie Love, she's a comedian. Adrian Bylon, me, Tamara Mari.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have a ball, and we just, you know, talk about things that people want to hear about. Fashion, love, sex sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Good things, fun things, and it's like girlfriend check-in hour. It's really, really fun.
Hey, hook me up with your sister, Tony. What's up with that?
Smiling.
Okay. I supposed to be talking to the mom. I'm sorry.
You can't do it. You're so confused.
So you don't went from my mama to my sister. You tried it.
Ooh. Yeah.
But you know that's my, me and your mom supposed to go to the movie. I love your mom.
Y'all was hanging down and bring her.
I really tried. You know, my mother and Logan are inseparable.
Right.
So it's a little hard to tear them away from each other.
And I'm really happy for y'all, man. Yeah. You know, just think about this, man. What a blessing this is, man. You know, they got a new TV show.
Yeah.
You got a hot record.
Yeah.
You know, you got a beautiful son.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, what does it feel like, man?
It's no words for it. And Tamar's going on tour with John Legend.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
It's you know, it's just the baby is the blessing of it all.
Yeah, really.
Right.
It's because of him that all these things are happening in our life, and it's really incredible.
Man, congratulations, man. And I didn't know you were doing stuff with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Well, he the one discovered her. Where you been?
Man, I'm under a rock.
Okay. I've been trying to give you just like a life cheat sheet so you can catch up and know what's going on. Dang.
Little cliff notes.
Yes.
But so with the baby, we was talking off the air. You guys had to make a few adjustments. Y'all had to send the dog to a dog, like, what, boot camp?
No, the dog, Tamar brought the dog out here with us when we had the baby. And, you know, he just... acted crazy when he got back home. So now he's away at doggy daycare until he get himself together. He got kicked out the house. Miracle is out the house.
We took him to a pet psychic. And
I'm going to knock y'all out.
And, you know, she said that, you know, he likes the baby, but, you know, he doesn't appreciate the baby having all this attention. And he thinks it's funny to, you know, poop and pee in the house.
Oh, and it's
funny.
So now he's out. You got to get off a little while.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
When they start peeing in the carpet, they find their little spot and it start getting a little tingy in there. Yeah. You start getting just a little tingy.
Time to go.
Yeah, and then he tries it because he likes to go in my closet. So he had to go very fast. Right.
Can't be peeing on the shoes.
God, no, you can't. Not on the lube.
Okay, now.
All right, we're going to be talking to Tamar and Vince. If you want to talk to them, you can call 8669-RICKY, 8669-RICKEY. Tamar and Vince in the building.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to be talking to them coming up next, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Top of the hour, y'all. Hey, we got Vince and Tamar in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excited. New baby. Hot record. Going on tour.
Yeah.
Everything. Phone lines are blowing up. Hit me up, 8669-RICKY. Good morning.
Hey, Brandis.
Hey.
Go ahead. You are on with Tamar and Vince.
Hey, Tamar. Hey, Vince. I love the show. Love you guys. And congratulations on your baby.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I wanted to ask you, what's the big surprise that you're supposed to show on the show this week?
You can't tell. You got to wait and see.
You got to wait and watch it tomorrow. It's you only got a couple more hours. Come on tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
All right. Good morning, Devon.
Hello, good morning, Tamar and Vince.
Good morning, Boo.
I wanted to know, because you are a first-time mom, do you make your food for Logan, or do you just buy the generic stuff or the name brand in the supermarket?
Oh, you know, he doesn't eat food yet. He's just 3 months, so he drinks milk.
Right.
Not mine, though. God, no.
Did y'all apply for WIC? You know, with WIC voucher, you can get, milk. You can get King.
You show can. I show her that.
You get King Vitamin. What else you can get on
WIC? It doesn't matter. These people can be connected to Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber.
They will go to jail if they get WIC.
Right. I wish I would see Vince and Tamar handcuffed because they're abused by the federal government. They didn't got WIC. They didn't get free milk and cheese.
Good morning,
I pay
Kendra.
My taxes. I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamar and Vince.
Good morning, Boo.
I have a question. It's kind of a double question. First, I want to know, since you have the new baby and all, are you looking to have any more kids? And if you are, would you want a boy or a girl?
Well,
we just had
this conversation. I just said I ain't featuring no more children right now. But
you never know how the Lord may bless.
All I know, I ain't trying to be pregnant no time soon. That's all I know.
That's fair.
But if we had another kid, we just want a healthy kid. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Good morning. You are on with Tamar and Vince.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. So I know you guys have a book coming out.
Yes.
I wanted to know the number one thing y'all do to get on each other's nerves.
That's a good question.
Well, the book is called Love and War, not because of my album. It's called Love and War because, you know, I tell my story about what happens to me before I meet Vince, and Vince tells his story about what happens to him before he meets me, and then we tell our story together. And the number one thing that works on his nerve that I found out about writing this book is that he hates when I repeat myself, and I never knew that.
She just did it this morning.
What she did? Tell us, Vince.
In the car, she said, "Is this live?" And I said, yes. And then she got here and she asked somebody else, is this live? And me and Terrell looked
at each other. But why does that work on his nerves? I don't understand that.
Because it makes him feel as a man that you're second guessing
exactly.
him. He already told you what the answer is.
But what about if my memory's bad? I got a lot going on.
Well, you need to get some of that stuff to, you know.
I got some over here for that.
Everybody's scared to try to say it. Gingo bonga.
Gingo baloba.
Don't nobody want to try to say it.
Okay, so what get on your nerves? You already said that. Okay,
no,
now what
he told me what makes him upset is, what What I don't like about him
yeah.
is when he doesn't trust my instincts. Like when I tell him something like, Vince, don't do that, or, you know, or this particular person, like, don't trust this person. I'm just telling you, don't do that. And he doesn't. You know what I mean?
I'm going to work on that.
But Vince, let me tell you something.
That's good.
Let me tell you something. And Rock T and I talk about this. Your wife knows.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I can't explain. It's just a intuition or
I
whatever.
I keep telling them that.
Listen to that. Yeah. Yeah, she can look through a person and see right through them. Like some of your homeboy, like your homeboy right there. Because
I tell him, I'm watching him like no one else is. You know what I mean? I have his back like
that.
No one else has his back.
I know you're watching.
So, no, for real, and I tell him that. And you know that's in the book as well. So
I know you're
watching. We struggle with things just like every other couple. That's why we feel like we're not a celebrity.
I know you watch.
Now, I can't stand when people leave hair in the sink. Get on my nerve and leave toenails in the carpet.
I don't even worry about that.
Toenails.
Toenails in the carpet. That's
disgusting.
And then when you run the vacuum cleaner, you can hear it.
That's bobby pins for my wigs.
Tamar and Vince in the building, y'all, for Ricky Smiley Morning Show.